Hello to everybody listening. This is Sandy Wyman from KPFT in Houston, convening the Technology Committee for the Pacifica National Board. I'm going to go ahead and call the roll for the Technology Committee.
You know what? I got to run because I'm on another call, but I just wanted to get the name of that station.
Mary Berg.
Okay, but I'll get back to you.
Here.
Attila Nagy. Howard Beeman. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Sonali Kolhatkar. Sorry. Fernando Velasquez. Lisa Davis.
Here.
Just so Fernando knows, Fernando just put himself on mute.
Right. Pound one. Right. Pound
we'll
one
unmute
to
you.
Unmute. Yes. Toggle. Fernando? We'll come back to him. Evan Tobias.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Paul DiRenzo. Myself,
oh.
I'm here. Brian Swain.
Hi.
Wendy Schrell. Wendy will be calling back in a moment, I hope. Zarina Shakir.
Here.
Thank you. Hakim Takash. And Thomas Ruffin. Okay. We are officially, I believe, one shy of quorum at this point, but when Wendy calls in, we'll have that quorum. And I would like to go ahead and begin by doing what we need to do, and that is opening up nominations for election of chair and secretary. Or first, I'd like to get a chair and secretary pro tem in order here.
Sandy?
Yes.
Before we do that, since we don't actually officially have quorum till Wendy calls in, could you discuss what you want to get done in the meeting for a minute while we wait for her?
Thank you. That's a good correction. I appreciate that, Dave. Actually, for this first meeting, and it's been a while since this committee has met in any way, shape, or form, I think it's good that we pick a couple of goals for the committee to work on. So that we're focused from the start. We're sitting in the month of May, halfway through our term as directors, and I think without providing immediate focus that we won't get too much done. So what I was hoping to do on today's call is simply conduct a brainstorming session to come up. I had three goals in mind, but maybe two would be better, that we can focus on and work toward for the remainder of our term as directors. I'll open the floor to suggestions on the agenda past that.
Zarina?
Go ahead, Zarina.
Oh, okay. One of the things that I would like to know is if we could have an inventory from every station of what the equipment is that already exists, on down to computers, everything, and then to get a list of those things that are needed for each station so that we have an idea when the budget come up, which is not too far from now, and also giving an opportunity for the general managers and the technology committees that are local at each station to begin to work on those things that need to be had, and also what are the priorities.
Okay.
Hi, Wendy's back.
Hi, Wendy.
Okay. Oh, cool.
I can appreciate your driving. It's raining down here in Sugar Land.
It actually it's now I'm just dealing with the puddles and the traffic jam. The rain has let up.
For those of you on the call or those that
might be listening, no, it'll be short.
They can do that here in Houston, monsoon season. Okay, Zarina just offered an idea for what I would term the bulletin board, if you will, or the whiteboard. And what I'd like to do is to gather up as many of these ideas as we can, and then we can kind of vet them and see what we consider our top couple of priorities. I think that was an excellent suggestion. Are there any others?
I have Dave. And I would like to get on the stack.
And Evan Vi is also on stack.
I'm sorry, could I get the names there? I heard Lisa.
Lisa,
Dave.
Okay.
Lisa on the stack.
Evan's on the stack.
Instead of you can put me, it's Pete Karakas.
Okay, Pete. Go ahead, Lisa.
I think, and I was talking with Dave about this somewhat, and especially since I think Mr. Siegel, if I'm remembering the name correctly, will be coming in. We all know that we have this wonderful vehicle called the Internet, and we're learning right now in terms of the different ways that the Internet can be integrated into radio and other forms of media. So I kind of think it would be good if we can begin to put forward like a bullet summary, and Pete may have already begun to have done this, so I apologize if I'm overlooking some work that other people have already done, but begin to get like a bullet point summary of some of the key issues that are involved with this so that we can help to, better inform people and help to keep people aware of what some of the pressing issues are with this. And I think it would be great if we could kind of come with kind of like a brief bullet point summary or whatever, or some of the terms and some of the issues that are currently, facing us.
For us?
Lisa, I'm sorry. Terms and issues that are facing what?
I mean, in terms of pertaining to some of the things pertaining to technology, the various forms of integrating the various technologies. Because I know one of the things that a lot of people are talking about, the Internet and how we can, use the issues pertaining to downloading and the iPod and all those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would be good to come up with, a brief bullet point summary of just some of the issues that are, that are facing us somewhat or that we should be thinking about,
Okay. Thank you. And just so everybody knows, in a brainstorming session, and I'm sure that most of you sat through more than I have, but there are no bad ideas. We're not going to criticize. We're just going to throw them out on the paper, and then we'll talk about them in summary to find out what our objectives are. Dave, I had you next.
Yeah, I think we need to be tracking as a group and reporting to the board what the different venues are available for digital distribution. Like, for example, I can now download audio directly onto my Palm Pilot. I can get audio via podcast, via cell phones. And we should be tracking what the usage pattern is and trying to figure out also which communities are using things, which technologies in which ways. For example, I know that there's a lot of radio on African-American issues on the Internet that is very popular. So we should be tracking the accessibility issues. So I think the overall area of digital distribution is important, and we should also be talking about the software side of it, not just what are the devices being used, but what are the interfaces being used, and make suggestions for how to develop interfaces.
Okay. Thank you. I'm recording these, by the way. I'm trying to get this all down on paper. So thank you. Pete, I had you on the stack.
Thank you, Sandy, and thank you all to the board members for inviting me. I'm not officially on this committee. I'm here as a guest. It's been some time since I've been at such a forum, and so I'm going to pose the question in a more big-picture way rather than focus on specific technologies or, variables of any sort. Just in a more big-picture setting, we need to, I feel, as a technology committee, focus on and raise the consciousness of the needs of operation and technology in Pacifica. This is the third or fourth year I'm going to be submitting a budget, and I've never been able to even justify what I put forward. It goes into an abyss. It never is discussed publicly with the board. So you folks discussed, or somebody earlier mentioned, basically a needs assessment. I'd love to discuss needs assessment, where we're at, but before we even... I mean, to do that, we have to have a conversation about a budget, and I've never had a forum to discuss a budget. So I'd love to just, if we can just do that, that would be sufficient before we go into specific technologies. That would be great for me.
Okay.
I'm going to be submitting my budget in the next week, for example, and so I'd love to start discussing it with board members in any capacity as soon as possible.
Okay. I'm not sure. Was that Fernando that was speaking up before? Who was trying to get on the stack?
Evan Glass. Mary Burke was on the stack. I don't know if you have
else.
I'd like to respond to what Pete just said when it's appropriate.
Go ahead, since we're on the topic right now, Dave.
Well, I think after we do this brainstorming, we should allocate 15 to 20 minutes to talk about what Pete's putting forth, just so we're aware of the issues.
Okay. We'll come back to each of these topics, and there'll be time to discuss each one. Okay? I'll make a note of that, though. Thank you. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, we never did elect the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem. Are we going to bypass that for now, or what?
Always on procedural items. Well, we can go ahead and do that.
Shouldn't we?
No,
can it just be Sandy? Can it just be Sandy and let's move on?
I'm sorry.
Can it just be Sandy and let's move on?
Well, who's the secretary pro tem?
I think it's him.
He's the chair and the secretary pro tem.
I've been taking some notes, and I'm comfortable with recording those and sending them to everyone, if that's okay.
Sure.
But I refuse to do both on a permanent basis.
What about the election? Who's going to do that?
As far as elections go, we now have quorum. Is that correct?
Correct.
I think so.
Okay. It was suggested just before we jumped on the stream, so in the effort to be transparent with our thinking, that we have a one-week nomination period. And we could take some nominations on the phone here now if we'd like to.
Well, we don't have to, but who is going to actually do the election and put the ballots out?
That should be the secretary pro tem.
Okay. Well, you got it.
Sandy, you want to do that?
Sure. I can do that.
Okay.
I'll send an email out to the committee list with my physical address, and you can mail back your votes.
Right. And then we need a deadline for the postmark date of the ballot.
Right.
Go
ahead.
Point of information, rather. Mm-hmm. We were talking about having a week to submit
nominations.
Nominations?
Right.
Okay, but that's not the same as voting, of course. We submit the nominations, we think, and then...
That's correct.
Okay.
So I would hope that if we close the nominations on the 21st of May, 1 week from today, that ample time be given by the 2nd of June, which is the first Friday in June, to get your stamped ballot back to me, if that would be okay with everybody.
That's the B&B meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about licking an envelope and putting that. That's
yeah,
true.
But,
that's the B&B meeting in New York.
Isn't it? Thursday or Monday, but...
Okay, we'll make it the following week, okay? Which would be the, we'll call it the 6th of June, 6-6, okay? Any objections to those
dates? Are we now nominating?
I'll open the floor to nominations. That's fine, yes.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Evan, are you interested in the chair? Well, first, before I ask that, Sandy, what is the status of your own membership on the board? I had heard that you had suggested that you might step down if we needed that for the diversity requirement. When will you know whether you will or will not be continuing as a PMB member?
I'll know before the meeting in New York, and apart from that, I'll let my secretary, which I don't have a secretary, release a statement later.
Okay. So the other question...
Not to be facetious, but there's more here than meets the eye.
I understand. The other question was whether Evan would have any interest in chairing this committee.
That's fine.
Okay. I'd like to make two nominations, one of Sandy and one of Evan.
Evan, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Okay. Great. I'll put myself down also, but the caveat is correct there that we'll be holding a meeting at the end of May here in Houston. Don't give me the exact date or ask me for the exact date. I think it's the 26th, but I'm not sure. And we have it's a special meeting of the delegates to look at our board directors and maybe provide some better balance for the national board. Of course, we know what's at stake there. Okay, let's move on with technology issues. Let me call for other nominations while we have the floor open. Excuse me.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, would you be interested in serving in this capacity?
As chair or secretary?
Chair of the committee.
I would have to respectfully decline the nomination.
Okay.
But thank you.
Anybody else that might be interested at this time? Of course, we have a week.
Who's this? Who's
Pardon first? Me?
Who said they'd be interested? Who just said that, please?
I was saying I respectfully decline.
Yeah, but after that...
Somebody said that.
That was me, Mary. Sandy.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Okay. And then we'll have a one-week nomination period past this point. So you all give it some thought and send an email in, and I'll send the ballots back out. How about for secretary? Anybody interested in being secretary for the technology committee? Don't all speak at once.
As usual.
Wendy? Wendy's still on the call. I guess she's
Wendy?
Not. I'm going to nominate Wendy.
Okay.
Anybody else that might want to be interested in being secretary for the technology committee?
Hi, this is Paul DiRienzo. You can put my name in.
Hi, Paul. Thank
you. How you doing?
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else beside that?
We don't know that she will accept.
That's true. Okay. If there's no one else that's interested, then no problem. We'll go forward from there. Again, we have a one-week window of opportunity to make further nominations. So before we stop to get our house in order as far as officers for the, or chair and secretary for this committee, we're in the middle of a brainstorming session. Paul, you just joined. We're talking about ideas for this committee to work on, and we have a few on the table. Is there anybody else that would like to get on the stack and
Evan.
Some other topics that we might want to focus on?
You can put me in there. That's fine. Awesome, I say.
Paul?
Yes, put me on.
Then you would be next.
Oh, next? Oh, great. I'm the first one. All right, great. Well, I haven't heard much of what was going on before I got on, but I'm happy to be here, and thank you for having this meeting. And as far as technology, I think that I think when you talk about technology, of course, we're talking in a large part about the Internet and how we can better promote the Internet side of what Pacifica does, and I think also cross over into video and satellite transmission and how we can take advantage, I think, of the all the opportunities for community public access broadcasting that exists around the country, and maybe get a simulcast stream going on, and maybe even a camera in studios for folks who want to have their programs broadcast on the Internet, and I think there's lots of opportunities to do that.
Okay.
And this is Evan. I wanted to be on the stack also.
Go ahead.
Who was that just spoke?
Evan.
Oh.
That was Paul DiRienzo. Paul DiRienzo.
Paul,
okay.
Yeah.
And now I have
Thank
Evan.
You.
And now I have
Sorry,
Evan.
Guys.
Go ahead, Evan.
Okay.
A couple of things, kind of piggybacking what people said. I'm also interested in digital distribution and status. One thing, status of where various stations are with their podcasting abilities and archiving abilities. Also, I remember a couple of, maybe two PNB meetings ago, there was talk about possibly collaborating with Lawrence Lessig from Stanford University about proprietary issues with content as far as copyright or possibly Creative Commons type content for things coming out of Pacifica. And then also besides digital distribution, maybe if we're going to be using the advances of the Internet, people may be digitally submitting material for Pacifica that might not necessarily be necessarily part of the Pacifica network, kind of people creating content and then uploading it into Pacifica for people to listen to or use in various
mm-hmm.
ways through the Internet.
Thank you.
Mary Bird, I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Mary.
And Dave after as well.
Okay. I got you, Dave.
Well, I want to also explore ways, considering the digital divide, which I think is going to get worse, like all the other polarization in one way or another, I want to look into technologies that would make it possible for people to
Mary, could you, access could I stop you?
Huh?
Mary, could I stop
Say
you
what?
For a moment? I would just like you to provide a brief definition of digital divide.
The fact that there will be many of our people who will never be able to get online, not really, not effectively. They'll be shunted off because they won't be able to pay for the phone connection. And we see now there's the door open for a two-tiered system, on and on and on. So I'd like to see what we can do with technology to make sure that people who are off that edge can still hear our stations and have access.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, can I have the literature? Can you give me copies of the literature, or maybe? Excuse me, I'm on this other meeting.
Dave, I had you next.
But that's my suggestion that we,
okay.
we have to address that.
Can Counselor you put Wendy on the stack, please?
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Mary. Dave, go ahead. You have the floor. Dave? We'll come back to Dave. Wendy?
Oh, okay, here I am.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, Wendy.
That's all right.
Go ahead,
I wanted to respond quickly to two things. One, Evan raised with Dr. Lessig. Dr. Lessig will be in New York to do a presentation to the board on this Friday, and the coordinating committee met this morning is recommending we take the 2 hours he has available to spend with him. With respect to what Mary said, and some of the things people said about the internet, I believe more and more there are going to be inexpensive devices that contact ubiquitous wireless networks. And so I think that the way to pose that question is, what is the future of the digital?
It's very noisy to do that, but I guess I will.
Okay, so
the point is whether there really is going to be a digital divide. Any bus you go on, you find people listening to CD players even more than radios. And that price is down now around between $18 and $25 for a CD player. The solid-state digital devices are likely going to be going down rapidly, and it's not at all clear that they're going to be required to connect to the internet via a computer. They very likely will be able to connect wirelessly. And then the last thing I want to say, what we should be doing is looking, though, as she says, at who is able to use it and where there's a lot of penetration, because I think there are a lot of preconceived ideas about who uses technology when, and sometimes the answer is surprising. So we should be in charge of doing some of that research and presenting those data to the board. The last thing I just want to bring up is an idea that Otis McClay is working on coding called Virtual Program Director, which will allow listener sponsors to organize content that we are currently making available for listeners to download in whatever blocks of programming they want. So I hope that that's something that and other interfaces will be topics of discussion.
Thank
you. Can I get on the stack, this is Pete?
Go ahead, Pete. Oh, I'm sorry, I had Wendy and then Pete. Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
I forget whether I'm muted or not. Okay, so one thing that's really great about this committee is that we get to have vision. There shouldn't really be a whole lot of quarreling that could go on in a committee like this. And so I'm going to disagree with Mary that we need to that our biggest problem is any kind of digital divide. And as Dave says, you know, these things are getting cheaper every day. You don't necessarily even have to have a computer. I do hear what Mary's saying is maybe don't put all your radio stuff into internet. We need to keep the radio. On that front, I would like to make sure, since this is the National Committee of the PNB, that we can at least help all of our stations to get up to the same technological level. I've seen
as early as a year ago, people at one of our larger stations were still editing by cutting tapes with razor blades and taping them back together. So I think that we could do a lot to share the technological advances that other stations have made with all of us and, you know, help people to get to the point where they get to have the vision to do more. I mean, our little affiliates are way ahead of us because they don't have the money to do the stuff that we can do because we have these huge transmitters, and they can do a lot of things for a lot cheaper. So I just want us to help the rest of the network get up to the same speed, and then we can listen to our people with the vision. And I don't think they have to happen separately either.
Okay.
This is brainstorming, right?
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Sorry, this is Lisa. Can I get on the staff?
Yes, Lisa, no problem. Thank you. Pete, go ahead.
Again, thanks. I know I'm a guest. I'll try to be brief. Just two quick things then. It's this is the first committee that I know of. This is the first time this committee has met in public in over 2 years, as far as I know, and maybe longer. And the point is this is not an actively meeting thus far. It's not been an actively working group or working committee. And so before we get a little, if I may just humbly suggest, before we run ahead of ourselves a little too much, we have a tendency, especially with technology, I hear a lot of people getting excited and running before we learn to walk. With regards to these specific technologies, we need to keep in mind a few things. Our local staff, unpaid and paid, is largely behind the curve, and training and the learning curve needed to bring up the average staff up to speed to utilize these technologies has to be factored in. I've had a lot of experience introducing technologies and talking about other technologies coming forward and getting the deer in the headlight look or getting just minimal to no buy-in on the ground. So as board members and as staff myself, I get excited about new ideas, but then in actual implementation, we have to factor that in. And also I'd like to hear about operations beyond internet. We have, we're a radio organization. We have not really invested much in radio special programming, remotes, et cetera. John O'Mella is now on board. For the first time, we have someone nationally looking at these remotes. When we do live breaking events, quality of service is often a question for our sister stations and our affiliates picking up these programs. So I'd like this committee to look beyond the sexy new technologies coming down the road and also look at what we have today. And I appreciate what Wendy just said about making sure we're all on the same, up to a certain level of par. Again, John and I are going to be conducting a needs assessment. If you folks can bring back to your local station a sense of consciousness that technology is something we need to support so that we can have the buy-in from your local station operations staff so we can successfully go through this needs assessment, that would be great. I mean, the things you're saying are wonderful things, but before we learn to run like that, again, just let's learn to walk it. And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Lisa, go ahead.
Okay, just a couple of things. And with the issue of the digital divide and some of the things that Mary raised, which I think are at least important to keep our eyes and ears open to, because right now certain things are maybe more accessible, but there's a whole lot of politics behind some of the things that I have been reading that might not make it so accessible, you know, tomorrow or whatever. And so I just think we need to kind of just keep our ears open a little bit to some of the politics that are, you know, currently being raised involving issues pertaining to the digital divide and accessibility, and not just within this country, but even internationally. And also, again, I think it would be important to work from somewhat, you know, we need, I think, a little bit of a guide, so to speak, to guide us on, at least I know for myself and some of the issues, and I think technology, I think, oh, internet and iPod and all that kind of stuff, that Pete was also raising some other issues about some of the things that we already have here that we need to be very aware of. So I just think it would be great if we could get kind of like a bit of a guide to, you know, to help gauge this committee in terms of some of the things that we need to have our eyes focused on now, things that, you know, unless you're really working in that area, you might not even necessarily even think of that.
So
it might.
So that'd be like a written guide?
I would just, yeah, not something too detailed, but just generally a guide, like certain terms, certain things we need to be aware of, you know, just to help, I think, direct us somewhat.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I also want to add into the mix the question of where technological developments happen at what level. Like, I feel like we're probably duplicating efforts at stations, and sometimes the left end doesn't know what the right end's doing. So I'm hoping that Pete can participate in these calls regularly, and we can hear a little bit about how the developments in each of these areas go forward in a way that's efficient.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to be on the stack at this point?
Yeah, I have a couple of things.
Who is this?
Paul D'Arienzo.
Go ahead, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, listening to it, you know, I've been working on this a little bit for the last couple of years, and one of the things I recognize with the Internet is the Internet really is just a technological means to get to a place, and so we have to really be talking about the place we want to get to use this tool, which is just a tool that can be used for ill or for good, depending on whose hands and who wields it. You know, referring to the level and to the digital divide, I think there's the next, you know, a lot of us at our age, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, et cetera, are maybe a little bit behind the curve, but the next generation is coming up, you know, behind us, the kids in their 20s and the kids in their 30s, you know, there's a whole generation that are just born almost with the Internet skills and are going to be in all the communities of our country, you know, and are going to already be there with them. And I think that we have to be ready for them or else they'll go right by us. And they're already going right by us. And you see all the commercial, like the MySpace and all these things that already young kids who are like not even in teen, out of their preteen years are already very sophisticated on the Internet at very high levels and are leaving their parents behind and causing all kinds of problems or even beyond. The government doesn't have regulations for it and everything is happening and all these things. So things are happening very quickly and we have to take that into account. But I think it's very important to recognize that the importance, the real positive thing that comes out of the Internet, and I think this has been shown by folks who've done it across the board now, is the idea of building community. The thing about the Internet and that makes the Internet work is not that, and we're in a unique position, being a radio network that has hundreds of programmers that are churning out material on a daily basis, filling 164 hours a week times 5 radio stations times X number of affiliates. That's an amazing amount of material that many commercial purveyors of the Internet would be drooling. I mean, even Google, with their billions of dollars, would be drooling at the idea of getting a hold of the content that Pacifica turns out. They're not looking at the quality of the content. They're just making sure it's not obscene so they don't get arrested for it or fined for it. But other than that, they don't really care. They're looking for the content. But what is really key, what's really behind it, is the idea of community. The most successful Internet operations, the places, people who have taken it really to the next level, those who have created a community where folks, and this is where listener sponsor radio comes in, this is where opening opening up our phones and letting the listeners participate, as we do in a lot of our stations, a lot of our types of the type of programming we like to do at Pacifica, you know, listener sponsor, listener involved, proactive. I mean, a lot of that is cutting edge, more cutting edge than we realize. It's really at the point where the Internet is coming to us now. We could be creating a situation where our listeners are contributing to us and therefore creating a community with us that is, as I said, I mean, Google, which is worth billions of dollars, would kill to have the potential that an institution like Pacifica already has in building a community.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
I just want to add one quick thing, if I may.
Go ahead. Is that Lisa?
Lisa. Before when I started on this call, I was talking about a radio that I heard advertised, and then now you can download from the iPod and stuff like that. That radio station in this area in New York was WWRL, and they were really pushing that.
Okay.
This is Pete, if I may, one more quick thing.
Sure, Pete, go ahead.
What is another issue, again, beyond Internet technology that affects Pacifica right now is digitization of the FM, which is digitization in this case. I'm not talking about digital as in, you know, Internet technology, IT. I'm talking about, instead of analog, digital distribution, meaning that our stations may or will be transferring over their transmitters to a digital format. There are revenues issues, cost issues, there's CPB funding grant issues associated with this. This is going on right now. This is another issue that you may want to look at right now.
Can I ask a question to Pete? This is Evan. Is that HD radio? Is that what you're referring to, or is that something different?
Honestly, John Almella could speak to it better than me if John's on the phone. But
this is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I don't want to give any misinformation. It was IBOC. It was various technologies. I don't know exactly what direction the stations are going to go into, but it is an issue. HD radio. I'm not really sure which direction, but
okay.
I mean, I'm the webmaster. I'm trying not to be self-serving and talk about internet. I'm talking about operations and technology as a whole.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay, I've got Mary next. Is there anybody else?
Dave.
Go ahead, Mary. Thank you, Dave.
That digital FM is coming and probably very fast. And again, radios are not, I know the price is falling, but you're not going to see a $5 digital radio anytime nearly as soon as that transfer happens. So again, I think we have to think about our listeners who can't get on that bandwagon. And I heard what people said about that, the equipment getting cheap. I don't want to get into a back and forth about it, but I do think we don't know what way technology would go, but the rest of society is polarizing more and more every minute. So that is the trend. And we have to keep that in mind. We won't be able to be broadcasting analog FM in a fairly short time. We need to think what to do about that.
Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. I want to echo what Pete said because we do need to track that transition to digital, and there's one technological issue involved in that we really need to pay attention to, and that is when you transmit something. My understanding is that if you're transmitting sound content that has been gathered at a variety of different formats and put together, and let's say you compress it into an MP3, you're using a certain compression algorithm that may be different than the compression algorithms that you use when you transmit, and that difference can cause a serious degradation in sound quality. So it may be it's very possible that the transition to that is not just going to affect the question of what receivers people have, but the very question of how the whole chain down into the community gather and produce sound. And that could be a very big issue. So we really will have to have a group of us paying attention to that. And our role is defined in the bylaws is to inform the board about the impacts of technological developments on our operations. So I think one thing we need to do is have different subgroups focus on each of these different subject areas once we agree on them, and make sure that we're that those people become experts and give regular, as Lisa says, short and to the point reports.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other suggestions, ideas that this committee might want to work on going forward?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Does anybody know, because I've been hearing a lot about satellite radio. Does anybody have any ideas or anything in terms of how that will be affecting us? I've just been hearing quite a bit, satellite radio. I don't know if anybody had any thoughts on that.
I'll open the floor to a stack on that if anybody has any comments on satellite-specific involvement to date. I think perhaps the committee could ask for an update from our executive director and any dealings that he's had with either the two big satellite companies at this point. I believe that I did hear that at one point we were negotiating with Sirius for a couple of one or possibly two channels. But that's kind of third-hand information.
Just one comment I had on that is, can I get in on that? Is that right?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, is the idea that, looking at Air America as an example where the success, the do we want to provide, and this is just to think about for the future, do we want to provide all of Pacifica's programming as a block and say you have to take it, like Air America did, or allow folks to pick and choose those few programs that might be the ones they want and reject the others? And that, because the reason is that creates a whole political divide in and of itself that's an issue. I know it caused a lot of problems at Air America. Just something to think about.
Go ahead, Dave.
It's not a response to that. It's still the brainstorm mode. I think the question of licensing is really key to the question of what, how we do distribution. So I think we will have to deal with how technology influences licensing. And the most direct example of that is if you download something now, what do you get to do with it?
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other in this open forum? Are there any other points of discussion that anybody wants to talk about? Okay, you have a minute to think here. Okay, we can at this point go one of two ways, and the first is to go back over the list and open discussion on each point. However, the list grew to a lot more than I thought it might, and I appreciate everybody's input. It sounds like we all have some very good energy and some good focus on several key points. There's just a whole spectrum of things for us to consider. We can go back and talk about each of these in more detail, or if you would like, I can summarize them, send out the notes, and we can set the date for the next meeting. And maybe after looking at this in a written format, we can begin to rank the priorities for this committee to move forward with. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Yes.
I have a question about a particular thing whenever you have time for that.
Yeah, I have a comment on that, Sandy. Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we should send out the list, and we should use the remainder of the time to hear from Pete about what his priorities, what his budget recommendations are going to be around technology, and then discuss more fully when we have both more people on the call and more time to chew over and think about the ideas once we see them as a list.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mary.
Before we finish this, somebody earlier suggested that we should. It's a good idea. You send out enough of all the suggestions we had, but rather than necessarily prioritizing them, perhaps people on the committee could say which ones they want to work on, and that would be the first step. And then we could prioritize them, and that's my suggestion. And I'll go back to you.
Okay, Mary, yeah. I appreciate the comment. My point was is that the list is pretty broad at this point, pretty lengthy and pretty broad. And I think until we all see that in written form, put that in front of us, it's going to be very difficult as individuals to vet the list and vet all the ideas and put them into a priority. So my suggestion was to go ahead and send those out and give you a little time to look those over, that meaning the time until we meet again.
Evan, can I get on also?
I'm sorry, who is that?
Evan Tobias.
Okay. Evan, go ahead.
Yes, question whoever can answer, maybe Pete. There was a needs assessment was mentioned before, and I was wondering if that's definitely going out, and if so, when, and if we would have that information before the next meeting to take into account feedback from staff and management at the different stations to get their perspective on it as well.
Zarina, at the top of the call, mentioned that we should have an inventory of all the technology, if you will, all the computers, equipment at each of the stations, and find out and then be able to budget going forward for what we needed. And I thought that was an excellent suggestion, by the way.
I was also taking into account how many staff are trained and what they're trained in and what they would like to be trained in and things of that sort as well.
Okay.
As far as technology.
Pete, go ahead. I'm going to turn this over to Pete for the moment, and maybe you could discuss a little bit more about what this assessment is about.
Sure. Wendy, can I ask a question?
Who is that speaking?
That was Wendy. I want to be after Pete.
No, it was Mary Berg. My cell phone dumped me off the call, so I just got back on the call.
Okay. All right. Do you want to be on the stack, Mary?
Yeah.
Wendy was waiting to ask a question.
No, it's just that I was dumped after I last spoke, so I don't know what went on since then.
Sandy, can you hear me?
Yes, Wendy, you're on the stack. I'm going to
Pete, thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Pete. Pete?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Evan. The last time you asked about HD radio, I didn't give you a complete answer, and I'm going to have to. I really can't give a complete answer here because this is a big, big answer. It's a big question. It's a big answer. We haven't had our needs assessment meeting yet with the operations staff. We, meaning John Romella and I, have been planning this. We have already in place to develop the wiki that's going to be the tool that we're going to use. I don't know if I hear a lot of noise. I don't know if you folks can hear me. But we have we've developed some infrastructure like a wiki and a preliminary itinerary of what we need to discuss. We have communicated with the staff, and at this point we just need to have the meeting, and it's not going to be just one meeting, as you can imagine. This needs to be ongoing. I don't imagine after the first meeting, you know, this is something that's never happened before, like you folks meeting for the first time. So I don't think after the first or second call we'll be at a position where we can have a complete inventory. At least I agree with you completely with that first thing you mentioned at the top of this meeting. I recommend it at BAI, you know, and I'll be recommending to the other operations staff as well, open source applications that I found that help do just that, keep inventory, track of licenses and hardware and software. But as far as I know, I don't think we're really implementing these tools on a network-wide basis, and I would be surprised if any station really has a complete inventory ready to go for this first meeting. I think it's something we're going to have to develop along the way. These are obviously big, important issues. The point is we haven't had the personnel to connect the dots. We've been acting as five independent sister stations without any connection to the affiliates, much less our sister stations. And now, with John coming on board, we have the human resources to be able to do that communication and sharing of information, technologies, training, documentation, manuals. You know, we plan on doing a lot of collaborating on all sorts of levels. But right now, Evan, unfortunately, there's not much more beyond the planning that I could say.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. So, again, are there any of the I really don't want to get into too detailed discussion of the total list again because the list is extensive, but are there any other comments about what we've heard so far?
Am I still on the stack?
I'm sorry, Wendy. Go ahead, yes. My bad.
Well, in terms of what Pete's saying, and this is sort of what my vision for this committee would be is I would like to see our staff that is versed in technology sort of driving this committee. I mean, we have plenty of vision, but a lot of people on this committee really don't have the technological background. And so it would be helpful, I think, in us moving forward if they we always invite Pete and John, and you know, I would say Otis as well to be guests or you know, experts on, and other people too that know different things than they do, to help with this committee and tell us what's out there, and then we can sort of get the board to make it happen. So that was my first thing, and then my question that I was actually asking about before is, Dave said that Dr. Liggett, if I have that name right, is going to be making a presentation to the board in New York this Friday. I was wondering if he could elaborate on that. He's talking about the BAI board. The PND meeting is not this Friday, right?
I didn't say this Friday. I meant the Friday of the PND meeting.
Okay, so the first week in June, he's going to New York to talk to the PND, not... Okay, that's helpful to know. Okay. That's all. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments?
Sandy, if I may, Pete, a quick comment again. I'm sorry to be verbose, but I really want to, I can't stress enough that with technology, the biggest barrier that I found in my 4 years of working at Pacifica is not technology per se. It's a lot of it is human resources and human training. I can't underestimate how much training we need and how desperate we need to share information from the Sister Five. throughout the network. As has been said here, our affiliates have better process management in terms of operation, manuals, et cetera. And so I'm talking network-wise. We really need to start training our staff, but specifically at the sister stations, it's a big problem. So when we talk about technology, before we talk about future, you know, distribution methods, we should talk about optimizing our current distribution methods and training our local staff, because it's been a big barrier. So that's just something that I really have to stress over and over and over again. Please factor that in, because our sister stations don't necessarily have, are not up to speed per se.
Okay. I hear a theme Dave. There, and I can't couldn't agree with you couldn't agree with you more.
Dave,
go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I have a slightly different take on that. One of the things, one of the thematic discussions we're going to be having, I think, at this board meeting, is the question of our staffing model as it relates to our ability to raise money. And already the system is rather much groaning under. Under the personnel costs that it has. And so I would like to reframe what I understand what Pete's saying, and it was an actual critique that was made in the early to mid-90s of this structural adjustment of community radio, which was that the model that was being developed is essentially a corporate model for how you get work done, and it requires revenue and a commodity base in the sense to actually manage it. So I would like to look at how the various technologies can be used and elaborated in ways that actually relieve strain rather than increase strain on existing staffing. And I think that's one of the things you get into immediately is one is the role of volunteers, but that's very difficult to incorporate into operational stuff. But the other, it goes to this question of training and what are the training in efficient ways so that we don't have, to use Pete as an example, one person doing the work of three and always feeling like there's too much to get done and not enough time or resources to do it. So I think we have to look at that, I hate the human resource term, but that staffing question as it relates to technology really, really carefully.
Can I jump in there? Is somebody else on the list? Or?
No, go ahead.
Can I jump in there? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, interesting point, and I think we have to, and that's another point I wanted to get at in the long list I gave a while back, is the idea of partnering. Because in a way, that's how a lot of groups have been doing it. And there's some interesting folks out there ready to partner in the technology field. I'm doing some stuff now with a group called Interrupción out of Argentina, and basically they're involved in, you know, it's a marketing thing, yes, but it's also involved in marketing, like, indigenous products of, you know, working class people, very interesting things. And there's other things going on as well that are not as commercial, and we can find folks to maybe partner with who are really already involved and would help us and get involved in the Internet and provide us with things, and in return we'll provide them with things and are doing good things, whether it's, you know, organic, the products that are not being made in sweatshops and coffee and other indigenous products from countries that, you know, we're friendly with. Even if it's working with Venezuela Citgo Oil or something like that, there's a lot of things out there, as well as nonprofits that are doing some wonderful things and would be willing to partner with us.
Okay, thank you.
Just something to think about.
Okay, anybody else have anything to say on this call?
Happy Mother's Day, thank you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everyone. I'll be sending out notes. I'll be sending out a summary of this discussion. It'll be in the form of the list of the ideas that we have in front of us. Again, I want to thank everybody for their participation.
Frankly,
I'm amazed. I'm just astounded at the number of great ideas.
Mary Berg, before we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna come
go ahead, place. Mary.
What about setting another meeting?
Yeah.
Well, you are thinking, aren't you? Thank you for that.
I wouldn't
if
call
I'm
it
not,
that.
Just
you
one
flatter
other.
Me, so.
We have an election process laid out in front of us that we'll have all the ballots back by the 6th of June.
Right.
I think
so,
it would be appropriate that the meeting would be called after the 6th.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Anybody have any suggestions for what's Father's Day?
The 13th.
Friday
the 13th?
13th.
How about the 11th of June, which is a Sunday?
That'll work.
That'll work,
everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go ahead and post that.
Is it possible to do any other night?
Hey, I'm Sandy.
Hold on one moment. I heard Dave and then Wendy.
And me, Lisa, one other thing.
Okay. Go ahead. Dave, Wendy, and then Lisa. Dave?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
For what?
Lisa?
Why not?
Housekeeping thing, because I thought I heard people say that they were not sure that they had everybody's email before. I mean, when we were on the call, there's some things that came back, so I think people should make sure they have everybody's email.
I have everybody's email in front of me. You said that one of the emails
called the answer.
Yeah. PDR at echonyc.com. PDR.
EchoNYC.com.
Yeah, I'll spell it ECHONYC.com.
Okay.
PDR at.
Okay.
PDR NY. I'm sorry, one more time. PDR NYC.
PDR, Paul DiRienzo, PDR at EchoNYC.com. ECHONYC.com.
Okay.
Great.
Gotcha.
Andy?
Yes, Wendy, go ahead.
It was not real easy to get the quorum on this call. So I was just wondering if you guys are going to do Sunday, if you might consider doing Sunday morning before people go out and start doing stuff.
Or any other day if possible, if I may.
Yeah, I would much rather have it be a weekday, but I know how hard it is for you on the
PNC. We'll never find a day. That's why I'm going for Sunday.
Yeah, I kind of think Sunday.
I've heard objections to Sunday, but I haven't heard any other suggestions.
Are
there any other suggestions?
Weekday, because, I'm doing this. I'm a guest, but I didn't volunteer, my personal time as you did. So I respectfully would rather do this during the work week if it would be better for me, easier for me to attend.
Mary Berg here?
Go ahead, Mary.
It's going to be very difficult to find a weekday because those are, and we'll have to constantly get problems with consulates because other parties
that's kind of why I chose a Sunday.
I think, if we can possibly make it on Sunday, it would be so much better because we would be assured of at least having a meeting most of the time.
I would suggest to the committee that we set the date for the 11th, which is a Sunday, and then if we'd like to move it past that point, if we fail to get quorum or have difficulties this night, then we'll try to move it to another day. But again, you could be thinking about other possible times.
Okay.
What I think happens is that if everybody says, "Oh yeah, I guess I could do it," and then they don't show up, so
you're laughing.
I don't know. Anyway,
that never happened.
And let me just ask, because I guess I was off the call for a second there. Where are we sending the ballots? Who's been nominated?
You'll send them to me, and I'll be sending out in email form my address.
Okay.
Nominations will be open until the...
For another week.
For another week, that's correct. Thank you.
Was anyone nominated?
Yes,
you
Wendy.
Were.
You were.
The secretary.
We have...
You were nominated...
Evan Tobias and myself for chair, and Wendy and Paul... DiRienzo for secretary.
Very funny.
See what happens, Wendy, when you get off the call for a minute?
What?
I said, see what happens when you get off the call for a minute.
So nominations.
Yeah, right.
That'll teach you.
Nominations will be open for 1 week, and then I'll send the ballots out.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Wait. What about Pete telling us his budget priorities for 15 minutes?
Hello?
I think people are dropping off, Dave. I'm sorry. We'll get to that. I'll put that on the next agenda or make sure it's noted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Dave, you're a warrior, man. Thanks, everybody.
You bet.